This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. Coming up at 11.30, Max Reinhardt presents tonight's Late Junction. But now, live from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall here in London, here's Lucy Duran with the second of this evening's proms.
Good evening and welcome to this World Roots Academy Late Night Prom. I'm Lucy Duran, and I present the weekly programme on Radio 3 called World Roots. Thank you very much. Tonight's concert showcases two wonderful musicians from the Carnatic classical tradition of South India. One hails from Greenwich in South London, though his roots are in Sri Lanka. He's a young up-and-coming player of the veena, which is a very ancient member of the lute family. It's the ancestor of the sitar, and nothing sounds quite like it. The other musician has flown here specially for the prom, all the way from Chennai in South India, where she lives. She's one of the greatest Carnatic singers of today. She has a sublime voice with an astonishing vocal range and a unique repertoire. These two performers are from very different backgrounds and are at very different stages in their career. They've been brought together by Radio 3's World Roots Academy, a scheme that pairs a UK protege with a mentor who's an internationally renowned artist from the same musical culture. And so, over the past few months, World Roots has followed our 2011 protege from the Tamil communities in London, where he grew up, to Tamil Nadu in South India, the land of temples, where he met his mentor for the first time, and then onwards to the war-torn north of Sri Lanka. It's been an incredible experience, often very moving, and always with wonderful music. You may have heard some of this on World Roots over the past few weeks. And one of my favorite moments was when we visited the small shrine, or samadhi, of the great South Indian composer, the Saint Tyagaraja, next to a dry riverbed on a boiling hot day. Protege and mentor performed together for the first time to a somewhat random audience of priests, visitors, the Radio 3 team, and a group of rather surprised cricket players. But I can assure you that the voice and the veena are a duo made in heaven. Tonight is the very first time that a prom has focused entirely on the Carnatic tradition, and we're extremely fortunate to be joined by the World Roots Academy 2011 mentor, who will shortly be on stage, the great singer Aruna Sairam. But first, I'd like to welcome this year's protege, all the way from South London, Harry Sivanesan.
Thank you. Vanakkam. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a real privilege for us to be here for the first Karnatic BBC prom. May there be many more. So the first piece was a composition of Saint Thyagaraja, who Lucy mentioned earlier. It's written in praise of Lord Rama, his chosen deity, and set in Raga Nalinakanti and Tala Adi, entitled Manavyala Kincharadate. As you know, my roots and also Prasanna's roots are here in London. We learnt at the Bhavan. I learnt from my teacher, Srimati Sivasakti Sivanesan. And this guru-shishya relationship, I suppose, is something that's very special in Carnatic music, because the composition that I played today was passed down from guru to pupil, who then became a guru to pupil, guru to pupil. And that's how the music has stayed on. So from these roots, I have to thank the World Roots team, because they've really taken me on a huge, huge journey. Not only musically, spiritually, they've taken me back to my roots in Jaffna, and also practically and logistically. The year's been a real roller coaster. But part of that year, the most important part of that year was the mentee, was the mentor. And they've asked me to say something about Arunar Sairam, Arunar Ji, my mentor. It's really hard to encapsulate her. She is a phenomenon on stage, and she has this ability to express, just through a single note, any feeling that she wants you to feel. And apart from as a stage performer, just spending time with her, which I was very privileged to do when we were in Chennai, every moment there was something for me to learn. Even while I was just standing on the wings about to come in, she told me something that her teacher had told her just before she was about to come on stage. And it's really these gems that I really have to thank her for. So it gives me great, great, immense privilege. And I'd please ask you to warmly, warmly welcome Srimati Arunar Sairam to stage.
Valai kai துளக்கில் கபாலி சரதன் தொல்கார்த்திகை நாள் தளத்தே Thank you. நலரவு பொன்றை தும்பையருகும் மதை புனை மாள் சடையா மதி புனரவு பொன்றை தும்பையருகும் மதை புனை மாள் சடையா மீதி தலை மாலை மார்பன் உரித கரியின் வெம்பூலியின் தோலும் அதிரமுழங்கும் உடுக்கையும் திருசூலம் அங்கியும் புரங்கும் விதங்க
Yellorukum vanakkam. A very good evening to all of you. Yesterday, as I was speaking to someone, they asked me, they said, can you tell us what is Carnatic music in one sentence? And all I could think of telling them was, this is music that celebrates life in all its colors and all its emotions. It is not a very contemplative or introspective all the time. It sometimes is also that. But by and large, the sum and substance of the effect of this form of classical music of South India is that it takes you, embraces all of us as we are today in life, doing so much and yet trying to get little drops of happiness here and there. And this is what this music tries to give us. So I do hope you enjoy this evening with all of us. And the piece that I sang was in a raga called Mohanam. The earlier long-drawn-out introduction was by a poet, Thirignana Sambandar, from the 12th century. And that was followed by a piece from the last century. So we sort of spanned the history of the composition of Carnatic music in that little suite that we presented. It's a pleasure to be a part of the World Roots Academy, to be a mentor to Hari, who is so talented, and he's been working so wonderfully and with so much commitment the last 6 months. It's been a pleasure to know him. We're going to now present a three-part suite, which actually in a full-length concert would take an hour and a half by itself. But we're going to abridge it and give it to you in a short time. Time is the essence, as we know. And the first part will have an alap, which is like a, you know, like an air. It just dreamily goes through the scale and explores the different possibilities in that scale. And then we do a thanam, and this thanam is really, in the first part, Jyotsna ji and I will work together, and in the thanam, which is really actually a mainstay of the veena. I think it emanated from the veena and was later borrowed by the voice. So we're going to do with Hari a thanam, which is like a quasi-rhythmical section, and then we have a full-fledged refrain with all the percussionists coming in, and then, of course, as always, we go from one emotion to another, and the final thing is always a climactic, you know, ending where all of us are like ready to, you know, let ourselves go, kind of. And also tagged by a percussion little ensemble by itself.
Na 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 na. Oh,
Thank you for the gift. We continue with the third part of this piece. Vele panivadeyal peyetle Vele panivadeyal peyetle Adikane avankane vadi
da 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 da
Aruna Sairam and Harry Sivanesan, this year's World Roots Academy mentor and protege, on stage at the BBC Proms.
We continue with a short percussion interlude before the next piece.
Thank you.
pleasure in introducing all the wonderful artists that are here with us today. In addition to Hari and Prasanna, who you've already met, Jyotsna Srikant on the violin. Patri Satish Kumar, all the way from Chennai. Bangalore R.N. Prakash. But who is a Londoner currently lives here. And Priya Prakash on the Tampura. Shobana Patel. Tampura. As we wind down towards the finish of the concert, I would like to present two pieces, short ones. The first of these is singing about a temple of Kadir Kamam in Sri Lanka. This is a beautiful place, and I've never been there, but I'm told that even the drive up to this place is absolutely gorgeous. And inside the temple, you don't have an idol, as is usual in temples, but you just have an empty space. And when you pray, you can just invest that space with anything that you feel inside of you. So it's a very beautiful temple in Sri Lanka.
Shendanai Kandanai Chengottu Verpanai Senjudarvel Vendanai செந்தமிழ் நூல் விரித்தோனை காந்தனை விளங்கு வள்ளி காந்தனை கந்த கடம்பனை காந்தனை கந்தனை விளங்கு வள்ளி காந்தனை சரவண பவனை கந்தா கடம்பா முருகா கதிர்வேலா கார்மையில் வாகனனை சாந்துணை போது மறவாதவர்க்கு ஒரு தாழ்வில்லை முருக முருக கந்தனை முருகா 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 கந்தா கடம்பா கதிரை
காந்தம்மாம் கதிர் காமந்தனில் ஓர் வேதாந்தம்மாம் காந்தம்மாம் கதிர் காமந்தனில் ஓர் வேதாந்தம்மாம் சாந்தமாகி மனம் குவிந்து ஏ காந்தமான நிலை அடைந்து காந்தம்மாம் கதிர் காமந்தனில் நாவினில் ருச்சியேனவின்றிட பீருதல் பசியே அது பேரின்ப ருச்சியே பார்க்க இடைத்தது பசியே ஆண்டவன் அருள் சேர ஆண்டவன் அருள் சேர சேர அன்பு பெருகுது ஏற ஏற கதிர் காமம் என்று ஊற கூற முருகா
The next piece, which will be the concluding piece for this concert, has a little story around it. Krishna, when he was a young child, was playing by the banks of the river Yamuna, and the people noticed that there was a ferocious snake inside the river. It had 5 heads. He was called Kalinga. So nobody could enter the river. So they asked Krishna, they knew he was a divine child. He said, why don't you do something about this? So Krishna went on, jumped on the 5 heads of this snake. And what happened was actually a very playful dance between Krishna and the snake, at the end of which the snake is supposed to have said, okay, I leave, I will go to some other place, and I will leave all of you in peace. So this particular Tillana that we sing is supposed to visualize the dance of Krishna on the 5-headed snake, Kalinga.
Tam tim taranata Dinata gina tam tim taranata
Tam tim taranata ரங்கோ துங்க தாடங்க நிர்த்தக நிர்த்தக தாம் தகதை தகதிமித்திய தகதாகிட்ட தக ஜகதுகிரு ஜகநந்தம் தக ஜகதக ஜகதுகிரு ஜகநந்தம் யமுனா தடாக துங்க தரங்கம் இவக ரஸ்மினி தரமித சுபாங்கம் இதஸ்ததஸ்தர கருணா பாங்கம் யதிவர ஹிருதய சரோருக பிருங்கம் தினததில்லான 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 திருகுதகிட்டதில்லான அலக சிந்தூர அலக சுங்கார வதன கம்பீர உரகபண சஞ்சார நந்த சுகுமார நவநீத ததிச்சோர சந்தமணிகார ஜலபவதினு ததீர நந்த சுகுமார நவநீத ததிச்சோ சந்தமணிகார ஜலபவதினு ததீர ஜெய விஜயி பவநந்த குமார பிரஜச்சந்த பரமானந்த கிஷோர களிய நடனானந்த கம்பீர கருணாரசயுத பாவசரீ ததீம் ததாம் ததீம் ததாம் ததை தீம் தத்தாம் ததீம் தத்தாம் ததை திமித திமித்த கிட்ட ஜனு ஜுகுண குணந்தரி தகுண குணந்தரி திமிததா குதிமித திமித்த கிட்ட ஜனு ரஜகுமார மகிமாலங்க வனமாலா புலந்தர கிருத கிருத்தாதார தஜம் தத்த கஜம் தத்த கண்டம் தத்த குர்ரம் தத்தஜம் தத்த கஜம் தத்த கண்டம் தத்த குர்ரம் தத்தா குஜனந்தரி தத்தகு ஜனந்தரித ஜனந்தரித அதிமித்த கிட்ட ஜனு தாக்கு ஜனந்தரி தத்தகு ஜனந்தரித ஜனந்தரித அதிமித்த கிட்ட ஜனு அத்புத நர்த்தன சித்ரித முத்ரித வித்யத முத்பவம் அத்புத மத்புத தாக்கு ஜனந்தரி தத்தகு ஜனந்தரி அத்புத நர்த்தன சித்ரித முத்ரித வித்யத முத்பவம் அத்புத மத்புத தாக்கு ஜனந்தரி தத்தகு ஜனந்தரி திதிஷுத கால விதிஷுத சீல கதிஷய நீல கிருத பதலூல தாக்கு ஜனந்தரி தத்தக்கு ஜனந்தரி திதிஷுத கால விதிஷுத சீல கதிஷய நீல கிருத பத நோல தாக்கு ஜனந்தரி தத்தக்கு ஜனந்தரித ஜனந்தரித திமித்த கிட்ட ஜன் கதிமித்த கிட்ட திமிதாக திமித்த கிட்ட திமிதாக திமித்த கிட்ட திமிதாக தத்தோம் தத்தை கிட்ட தக்கிட்டதோம் தரிகிட தரிகிட தாக்கு ஜனந்தரி தத்தக்கு ஜனந்தரித ஜனந்தரி ததிமித்த கிட்ட ஜனு ததிமித்தித்தைய தரிகிட தக்க தாக்கஜம் அதிசய சுத்தன்றத பதக்கர பாதஜம் சரசலோக முரளீரவனா த சகல லோக சம்மோகனகி தத்தக்கு
பந்த அத்புதங்க சிரசி சலனம் சலனம் கிருதனம் இதனம் கிருதனம் இத சந்திரபதங்கர கங்கண கிஞ்சிதனங்கனம் பதரதரதிமிதிமி ஜனு ஜனுதம் ததாத்ததில்லா நகனக பூஷன் தகிட தகஸ்தடாய புதகர மந்த ஸ்மித கரவர பூஜித பதயுகளா హరి జయ విజయీ భవనంద కుమార రజుజున పరమానంద కిశోర కళిక నటనానంద గంభీర కరుణారసయుధ భావ శరి రమద మధుకర మధుకరళ సమనయన కమలరణ జనన ముని హృదయ కవిజోర జాగర దయాకర మురారి శేఖర రమద మధుకర మధుకరళ సమనయన కమలరణ జనన ముని హృదయ కవిజోర జాగర దయాకర మురారి శేఖర మద మధుకర మధుకరళ సమనయన కమలరణ జనన ముని హృదయ కవిజోర
Tilana, a rhythmic piece traditionally used to end South Indian classical concerts, performed by this year's World Roots Academy mentor, the singer Aruna Sairam, over from India specially for this evening, and joined by her World Roots Academy protege, Hari Sivanesan on Veena. Sublime Carnatic music from South India, with a standing ovation here at the Albert Hall in this first ever prom devoted to the very rich tradition of Carnatic music, which, as you could probably hear, is both very ancient and absolutely contemporary, as in that lovely piece about Krishna dancing with a five-headed snake. Musicians are just leaving the stage now, and the proms continue tomorrow here and on BBC Radio 3. And tomorrow evening, you can hear a pair of Beethoven symphonies and also a pair of new flute concertos from flautist Emmanuel Paoud and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales under Thierry Fisher. But for now, back to Broadcasting House.
And that was Lucy Duran at the Royal Albert Hall. And you can hear that prom again for the next 7 days on the Radio 3 website. You can also look there at the programme booklet and read about tonight's music.
Performers and music lovers from across the globe come together for an inspirational weekend of music at WOMAD. Exclusive coverage on BBC Radio 3 of the UK's biggest festival of world music. WOMAD 2011. 8 hours of live world music performances from Wiltshire. Coming to BBC Radio 3 this weekend.
Well, it's 11:30 this evening, which is in about 8 minutes' time. We join Max Reinhardt for Late Junction. Well, to take us up to that, here's a piece that Pablo Casals used to play a lot as an encore, The Song of the Birds, a Catalan folk song. Alban Gerhardt playing a traditional Catalan folk song arranged by Pablo Casals called The Song of the Birds. And time for more music played by Alban Gerhardt, this time a piece by Boccherini, Allegro Moderato. Boccherini's Allegro Moderato from the Sonata in A, played by Alban Gerhardt and Cecile Licard. Well, just looking ahead to tomorrow at 1 o'clock, our lunchtime concert comes from the City of London Festival, and it's another recital featuring Radio 3's new generation artists. And tomorrow it's Jack Liebeck's turn. He's a violinist. He'll be playing works by Bach, Isaïe and Tárrega. And that's our lunchtime concert just after the 1 o'clock news. That's here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. Now Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Schön wie die Laola, lichtig wie die Sterren, vom Himmel am Ortona, bist du mir Siegerschiff. Mein Licht hoff ich gewinnen, wenn ich hoff dich gewinnen. Scheint wie tausend Sinnen, hat mein Herz verglichen. Deine Zähne, weiße Pelle, mit deiner schönen Augen, deine Hände, deine Hände, hat mir Ziegerzeugen schön wie die Lauf.
Di Livona, or Beautiful as the Moon, a Yiddish classic sung by Italian-American pop diva Connie Francis. Originally on an album from 1960 called Connie Francis' Jewish Favourites. I can remember my dad playing it on our old stereogram, but never mind my personal back catalogue. It's just become available on Kosher Nostra, Jewish Gangster's Greatest Hits, the latest compilation from DJ Chantel, which doesn't seem to have much to do with gangsters like Meyer Lansky, but it is all you need for the perfect Jewish wedding playlist. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to A Late Junction, where Jean Cocteau will be rubbing shoulders with Splash Girl and Slow Hop will be nestling next to Polish folk. Here's a man who used to be the leader of Mali's legendary rail band, one of Africa's most distinctive guitar masters, Djelimadi Tunkara, with Fanta Burama.
Thank you.
Tonight's track from Electronic Music Don, well, he does teach at Huddersfield University, Monty Adkins. It was a fragile, flickering piece called Memory Box. In November, by the way, Monty will be premiering a new work at the Huddersfield Festival of Contemporary Music. Well worth a visit. I must try and get up there. Here's a more traditional piece from the Aquitanian monasteries of the 12th century. So traditional, in fact, that it's called Traditional Piece. Performed by the Sequentia Ensemble for Medieval Music, directed by Barbara Thornton and Benjamin Bugby.
Ehi do così do così, niechcia cosa povozi, dozi numi do drogi, bedziami jedli pirogi, dozi numi do miedze, gospodo żuładujcie pieniądze. W odpuszczeniu gospodo żubrota, skójcu non zniwno robota. Nie ma gospodo żani ma, pojechał do Lublina, gorzołecki kupować i zniwocku wcastować. Niesu gospodarz, niesu, a z niwocki się ciesu. Leju nu wódzka w kieliski leju, a z niwocki się śmieju. Mało gospodarzu jeden kielisek, nu mnie dostał do kisek. Dojcie num drugi taki, Шепукуми се флаки, дойчену по кубецку, бидями мели в цубецку.
Eric Sarti's Le Prestidigitateur Chinois, a piano piece for four hands, played there by Georges Auric and Francis Poulenc. Sarti wrote the piece as part of his score for Jean Cocteau's ballet Parade. The ballet premiered on May the 18th, 1917, at the Théâtre du Châtelet in Paris, and it was performed by Serge Diaghilev's Ballet Russe, with costumes and sets designed by Pablo Picasso. That's a pretty powerful creative core, particularly in the middle of the First World War. Apparently, Picasso's Cubist costumes, which were made from cardboard, did not delight the dancers. Before that, a traditional Polish harvest song sung by Elena Goliszek, which accompanies the ceremony in which the last wheat stalk is left in the field to protect future harvests. Here's a song about a different kind of harvest, from Astrid Williams and Leo Abrahams. Cherry.
Thank you. got torn. Yeah, nothing stays the same. Thank you.
Slow, another track from Out Evil Slow Hop, which brings together the potent musical forces of percussionist Seb Rochford and theremin player Pamelia Kirstin. There's a giddy lightness on that piece in contrast to the darkness which deliciously possesses much of that album. Now, here's a work song, which was released as a commercial single by Paramount in 1927. The singers, TCI Section Crew, are reckoned to have been a choir either from a commercial firm, such as the Tennessee Coal and Iron Company, or from school. And they were recreating the work songs that even then were decades old. Section Gang Song.
Captain, Captain, I'm gone away to leave you. Oh, Captain, Captain, I'm gone away to leave you. Oh, Captain, Captain, I'm gone away to leave you. By next payday, oh, Captain, next payday. Oh, Captain, Captain, this beat is our call. Oh, Captain, Captain,
Captain, Captain, this is our call. Oh, Captain, Captain.